The number of women incarcerated in Maine is rising fast. In the past 6 years, the number of female inmates at the Maine Correctional Center in Windham has grown from about 150 to more than 220 as of April. And the State Department of Corrections has a problem. The overcrowded women's facility is housed in a men's prison. This week, administrators will lay out their plan to address it. But as Susan Sharon reports, not everyone is on board.
Hello.
The overcrowding problem, says Warden Scott Landry, is directly linked to Maine's opioid crisis. More than 50% of the women who wind up at the Maine Correctional Center have been convicted of drug crimes. That's true for only about 30% of the men. Here in the B pod, Landry says the overcrowding problem for women is made more difficult by the fact that some of them are now living in a building made for temporary housing that also houses men. Both populations are required to be kept apart by sight and sound.
It's pretty tight quarters, 24 beds in here, and it's really intended for higher security, not for long-term housing. You can see the daylight is more limited.
There's not enough room to do programming in the unit. And Landry says there were times last year when women had to be placed in cots on the floor. Some cells continue to hold more women than they are designed for.
This is my second shot at the women's center. We have rooms that are two-people rooms and four-people rooms.
Heather Wilkinson of Augusta is doing a three-year sentence for drug trafficking.
And now we're crowded enough, there's six people in the rooms that are designed to hold four. There's always too many people and not enough beds.
The problem is not unique to Maine. The rate of incarceration for women is increasing across the country. The challenge for Maine prison administrators is how to deal with it. With a population of about 550 male prisoners, the Maine Correctional Center's facilities, policies, and even its staff are primarily focused on men. But Warden Scott Landry says corrections officials think they have a cost-effective solution.
There is an option on the table right now that's being considered to use some existing capacity at the Long Creek Juvenile Facility to house the female population.
At one time, Long Creek in South Portland housed about 200 kids. Over the past decade, the number has been reduced to about 50. Landry says under the proposed plan, about 100 women in the reentry center at Windham would remain where they are and continue working and volunteering in the community. But those in the more secure facility, about 120, would be transferred to Long Creek.
That would allow the female population in this secure setting to really have an adequate number of beds to meet their needs and space to also provide for the programming needs that they have as well.
Landry says it would also mean having dedicated staff at a women's facility who are trained to respond to the specific needs of women prisoners. Inmate Heather Wilkinson says women prisoners have mixed views about moving to Long Creek. She thinks it's a step in the right direction, but she says many of the MCC long-timers are opposed. So is Charlotte Warren, Democratic co-chair of the legislature's Criminal Justice Committee.
We are in the middle of a substance use disorder epidemic in this state. You know, most people have figured out the way to deal with it is not to incarcerate folks. We're still struggling to figure that out here in Maine.
Warren says about half the women in prison are there for simple possession charges, and many are mothers. Warren thinks Maine's drug sentencing laws should be reformed and that more alternatives to prison, drug treatment, and other programs be offered.
As far as moving women to Long Creek, we need to see a plan. You know, we need to see numbers. We need to see why.
Now they only have one classroom for our 125 women. If we move them to Long Creek, they'll have seven classrooms.
Department of Corrections Commissioner Randy Liberty says educational programming is important to help women prisoners become better parents once they're released. He says the costs to retrofit the youth center are still being calculated, but he's confident he can pay for them with existing funds.
If we were able to utilize the existing beds that are at Long Creek, we can avoid about a $19 million construction cost to construct a new housing unit for the adult females at MCC. So it makes fiscal sense for the taxpayer to avoid that $19 million cost.
Corrections officials are expected to make their case for the women's transfer at a public hearing on Wednesday. The plan will require legislative approval. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Susan Sharon.